Carol Otis lives most of the year in Alabama, but today she does not look like a woman from the South. She wears extra tough boots and rain pants, and sometimes can be found on the lawn of the Sheldon Jackson campus practicing her fly fishing cast.
This has become my second home. I plan on spending every summer here while we swelter in the South. That's okay. I'm up here. I'll take rain any day of the week instead of 100-degree temperatures.
She and her husband, Jack, have written big checks for the arts before. The Black Box Theater at the University of Alabama at Birmingham is named after them. They were friends with the university's president, who pestered them to help finish off the school's performing arts center.
And so she kept on and on and on, and finally Jack said, "Oh, we might as well do this, because she's not ever going to go away." Of course, we were all good friends anyway.
Dr. John Otis was an ear, nose, and throat surgeon who retired from the University of Alabama in 1981. He started the nation's first clinic for people with cleft palates and helped create national safety standards to prevent hearing loss on the job. They found Sitka through a fishing trip to Baranof Warm Springs the last year John Otis was alive. After his death in 2003, Carol Otis started spending more time here.
And I came and stayed a month. Then the next time I stayed 6 weeks, and then I stayed 7 weeks, and then I stayed 5 months, and now I stay 4 months.
During that time, she often took walks past the campus.
And I'd look up, and I think, that's the most gorgeous sight sitting up there. It's a shame to see all that plywood where windows were closed up.
So, when Alaska Arts Southeast, which runs the Fine Arts Camp, took over the campus in early 2011, Carol Otis called the organization's executive director, Roger Schmidt.
But we never talked money.
No.
You never ask for a large amount, and you had no clue in the beginning how much I was talking about.
Yeah. Well, so. I remember saying, well, we have this really, you know, really pretty dance studio upstairs, and then you said, well, that sounds great. Tell me more about the building.
The more she learned, the more excited she became about the possibility of having another Otis Theater, this one in Sitka. She even showed up to do a little work.
I did. I swept the floors upstairs when they were trying to finish out the dance studios, and they were sawing wood and putting that floor down. So I've got the big broom, said, excuse me, you know, and they say, that's okay, you're not in the way.
But she also says her donation was about more than having a theater bearing the Otis name. It was about supporting Sitka, a place she's grown to love over the last 10 years.
It's a community where we know each other. We help each other. If you have a problem or you get sick, then somebody's going to see to you. So this is a beautiful campus. It deserves to be saved because it is so magnificent. But because of the sweetness of Sitka, then I just had to do this.
Otis says the money she contributed is not intended to replace the volunteer efforts that have gone into Allen Hall. Instead, it's to help those volunteers get the materials and the support they need to continue their work. And she says Allen Hall and the Otis Theater inside it will fit into its own niche in Sitka.
It's not going to replace, nor is it intended to replace, your Performing Arts Center. That's a magnificent space. It's gorgeous. This is our casual place, where if you happen to spill something on the floor because you were having a party, the world is not going to come to an end, you know?
Schmidt from Alaska Arts Southeast says the $500,000 from the Otis family will help with big needs. That includes adding heat and other work that will allow for year-round use. As Otis and Schmidt talk about the building, they sit on folding chairs in the middle of the cold auditorium. The walls are half up with exposed studs and insulation. The stage is dark and framed in plywood. But when Otis lets her mind wander a little bit, she sees what it could become.
I see the sheetrock up. I see this beautiful arch at the stage. And I see this with 300 people in here. I want the town to use this. And I think it's just absolutely beautiful. They don't build them like this anymore.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.